In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're looking at a Sunday school lesson about David becoming king. David was first king in Hebron, and then later he became king over the whole nation and took Jerusalem to be his capital. And there he brought the Ark of the Covenant. Now, he wanted to build the temple there, but God told him not to do that. That would be his son Solomon. But he did bring the Ark there. And his first attempt to bring the Ark to Jerusalem was a tragic failure. But then after he sought God after the ancient order, they were able to bring the Ark into the city of Jerusalem. And David rejoiced with great rejoicing. So there's a lot to this lesson. Now we're going to get to that in just a moment. You may want to turn to 2 Samuel. That's where most of this lesson will come from. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now I'm going to look at my little Sunday school book. E.A. Elam prepared this Sunday school for the lesson for the Sunday schools of August the 14th, 1927. Let's see what we can learn from those old gospel preachers. Here's what we read. David seeks direction from God. And it came to pass after this. Now that's after the battle at Mount Gilboa and the death of Jonathan and Saul. It came to pass after this, David inquired of Jehovah, doubtless through Abiathar, the high priest. He sought the guidance of God. We read about this in 1 Samuel, about Abiathar in 1 Samuel 23. One is always safe when he does the will of God and goes according to God's directions. We can now have no direct communication from God and can know that we are guided by the Lord only when we go according to His revealed will in the Bible. You know, one time, a couple of ladies I was working with came to my office, and I was working as an engineer at the time, but they came into my office and they said, "We have a religious question we would like to ask you." And I said, "Well, ask away." And here was their question. They said, "When we feel like we want to do something, how do we know whether it's us wanting to do that or God wanting us to do that?" Well, I said, "Well, I can answer that question." And I reached over and brought my Bible between us there opposite the desk, and I turned the Bible around and opened it up and showed them. And I said, "Now, when you read this Bible and it's telling you to do something, that's God telling you to do something. And if you can't find it in the Bible, then that's just you wanting to do something." Well, that's not the answer that they wanted. But old Brother Elam was right when he wrote in the Sunday school lesson, "We can now have no direct communication from God and can know that we are guided by the Lord only when we go according to His revealed will in the Bible." If you don't get anything else out of this lesson today, that's the point you need to remember. One who is faithful and loyal to God desires to do only God's will. David realized that since God was giving him the kingdom, God would direct him as to the steps he should take. We read in Psalm 37:5, "Commit thy way into Jehovah. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." David fully realized this. He wrote in Proverbs, or his son writes in Proverbs 3 and verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" David desired this first, and when the Lord told him to go, then he asked, "Whether shall I go up?" That is, to which city? And God said, "Unto Hebron." So David went up thither to Hebron as God directed. And this time he had two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. We have learned how Abigail became David's wife. Now that's back in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Ahinoam was of Jezreel in Judah, and not the famous Jezreel at the head of the Jezreel Valley. So in 2 Samuel 2, verses 3 and 4, we read, "And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came up, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, the men of Jabesh-Gilead were they that buried Saul." It's at this time David had but 600 men, 1 Samuel 30 and verse 9. And they removed with David from Ziklag to Hebron. This removal was wise and safe because God directed it. David was well acquainted with the inhabitants of the southern end of Palestine. They knew his achievements, his courage, his wisdom. Since exiled by Saul, he had spent much of his time near Hebron. East of the Jericho at Mahanaim, Abner, Saul's general, was making preparation to hold the kingdom for Ish-bosheth, Saul's surviving son, 2 Samuel 2, 8-10. Still, if God had directed David to go into the midst of his enemies, it would have been a wise move because God directed it. David and his men were no more to wander from place to place, but were to return to their homes and seek the peace of the country. But it wasn't very long until David was made king over the whole nation. I think it was 7 years. 2 Samuel 5, verses 1 through 3. "Then came all the tribes of Israel to David and to Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. In times past, when Saul was king over us, it was thou that leadest us out and brought in Israel. And Jehovah said unto thee, Thou shalt be shepherd of my people Israel, and thou shalt be prince over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king in Hebron. And King David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Jehovah, and they anointed David king over all of Israel. Abner and Ish-bosheth were now dead. All the tribes of Israel went to David to Hebron to make him king over the whole nation. They had no hope of maintaining longer a separate kingdom. They gave three reasons for making him king. One, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Two, even when Saul was king, thou leadest out and brought in Israel, and he was their general. Three, and Jehovah said unto thee, thou shalt be shepherd of my people Israel, thou shalt be prince over Israel. So all the elders came to the king in Hebron. Verse 1 says, all the tribes of Israel. These tribes were represented by their elders. 1 Chronicles 12, verses 23 through 37, gives the soldiers of the different tribes who went to Hebron to make David king. All did this with a perfect heart. David made a covenant with them before Jehovah at Hebron, and they anointed David king over Israel. This event was celebrated by a 3 days feast, 1 Chronicles 12, 38 through 40. 3 times David was anointed. When Saul anointed him in Bethlehem, 1 Samuel 16, 13. When he was anointed king over Judah in Hebron, 2 Samuel 2, 4. And when in this lesson, he was anointed king over all Israel, as stated above. The last two anointings were public anointings, an inauguration by the people. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. He reigned in Hebron 7 years and 6 months over Judah, and in Jerusalem 33 years over all of Israel. As an intervening lesson, we should study some of the following. The Ark, the Tabernacle, the Temple, and where God meets with us. In order to learn about removing the Ark, we're requested to read 1 Chronicles chapters 13 through 16, and the references given in this lesson. This calls for the use of our Bibles for the dimensions and the descriptions of the Ark, or in Exodus 25, 10 through 22. So let's turn back and read from the old law, Exodus 25, 10 through 22. Here it says, "Thou shalt make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold within and without shalt thou overlay it. And thou shalt make it a crown of gold round about, and thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 feet thereof. And 2 rings shall be on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings on the sides of the ark wherewith to bear the ark. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold of beaten work shalt thou make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub at the 1 end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat shall ye make the cherub on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherub shall spread out their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there will I meet with thee, and will commune with thee, from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all the things which I shall give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel." Now I also want to read about David bringing the ark to Jerusalem from the book of 1 Chronicles. Our Sunday school lesson suggests we begin in chapter 13 and read through 16. And so listen to the word of God as I read. "David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds, even with every leader. And David said unto all the assembly of Israel, 'If it seem good unto you, and if it be of Jehovah our God, let us send abroad everywhere unto our brethren that are left in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and the Levites are in their cities that have suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us, and let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we sought it not in the days of Saul.' And all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel together, from the Shahor, the brook of Egypt, even unto the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David went up before all Israel to Baala, that is, Kirjath-Jearim, which belongeth to Judah, to bring up from thence the ark of God, Jehovah, that sitteth above the cherubim, that is called by the name. And they carried the ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Aminadab. And Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel prayed before God with all their might. even with songs and harps, and with psalteries and timbrels and cymbals, and with trumpets. We'll continue the reading in our next class.